Kia Nurse of the New York Liberty, of our women's national basketball program, an Olympian, a good person, joining us here on Tim and Sid. WNBA season getting going soon down in Bradenton, Florida. Kia, welcome back to the show. Where are you exactly?
Hey, guys. Happy five-year anniversary.
Thank you.
I am actually in New York City right now.
Okay, so nice. What's the plan to get down to Florida? When do you expect to be down there, and when do you think the season will actually get going?
Yeah, so we're technically supposed to leave on Monday, barring that you have all negative tests so far. And then once we get there, we'll quarantine for 3 days. We'll train until about the 24th or 25th of July, and then regular season games will start from there.
I know you added the technically because everything right. seems to be so fluid these days. Like, are you excited? Are you concerned? Are you a bit of both? Like, it can't be an easy time.
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything right now. I think it's weird being in workouts with coaches and they've got gloves and masks on, and, you know, we're getting tested pretty frequently here. And then just knowing that we're going into a situation where obviously we're pretty confined where it is in the bubble. And it seems like our league, out of all the leagues that are going on right now, is probably the one league that's like, yeah, we're doing this and we're doing it next week. So just a little bit of everything, and understanding that it's not going to be perfect. There won't be a perfect situation, but I'll be stuck in one place for 3 months. So let's figure that out.
Right.
Kia Nurse of the New York Liberty here on Tim and Sid, getting ready for the WNBA's return to play. Go ahead, Tim.
Do you bring like a bunch of Sudokus? Like, how do you plan for being in the same place? Like, are you a gamer? What, like, have you thought, like, mentally how you keep yourself sharp being in the same place for 3 months?
Yeah, so my first stop actually when the storefronts opened in Canada was Indigo, and I bought like 8 different books. So I've packed all of them, shoved them in the suitcase, and then I've also recently ordered a Nintendo Switch, so that will be there when I get there. So hopefully there's something to do.
Are you naturally, because Kia, I'm a homebody. So after a while, I've assimilated pretty well. Do you consider yourself a homebody? Because I find the homebodies will be okay in these situations, and the non-homebodies will be high threats to break quarantine every minute of every day. where do you fall?
Yeah, I would say because I'm always on the go everywhere, I'm probably more of a homebody if I'm overseas than I am when I'm at like actual home, which is never.
Right.
And in New York, I move around a lot. So I think what a lot of us WNBA players are trying to think about going into this bubble is like, oh, it's just another like 8 or 9 months that we're spending overseas anyways, and we only got 2 people that speak English around us. Like, we just stay in the house. We don't do anything. So I think that's what we're kind of going into this as.
Right. I know that you've been doing some stuff for Sportsnet, and we're going to get into that later, but I smell like a Kia Nurse book series coming up if you're 3 months in there and your team's expected to be pretty good.
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty interesting. We're really, really young. We're coming in with 7 rookies, so I think that'll be really interesting to see how they play and how they get used to it, how quickly they get used to it. It's going to be a quick 22-game season, so we'll probably play about 3 games a week. So how does your body recover after not working out and not playing, you know, full intense basketball for a couple months through COVID? So I think what I want to do is try and find a way to like see how many times I can get in trouble while I'm in the bubble. So like maybe try and break out the gates and then like see what people do. I don't know. Like, I'm really interested to see how you can get in trouble at this place.
Like, is it going to be pure Hunger Games at the gate? Like, what is it? What does that look like? So what do you think would happen if Kia Nurse, in a million years, you wouldn't? If Kia Nurse is like, I got to go to Target right now, and you break quarantine in Bradenton, and you got to go there to pick something up, what is the penalty for Tarjay? What's the penalty for Kia Nurse? What do you think happens to it?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm really interested for. Like, I want to see. I don't want anybody to leave the bubble, obviously, but I want to see what the penalty is. So I'm like, what if I put 1 foot out the gate and then like kind of run myself back in? Does that count? Like, that's what I'm really trying to see if I can get to.
Kia Nurse, rule tester. I'm glad your parents must have gone through a lot if you're the one that does the 1 foot over the gate look at the parents.
Yeah, I was the last child, so they really didn't have a lot of attention.
But I can see it, Kia. So Kia, we're learning a little bit. You would be the person with 1 foot outside the door saying, "I'm breaking quarantine." No, I'm not breaking quarantine. I'm breaking quarantine. No, I'm not breaking quarantine.
I do love WNBA, what people do.
And WNBA officials just pulling their hair out. Like, we're learning a bit about Kia. I like it.
We're joined by Kia Nurse here on Tim and Sid. She's heading to Bradenton, Florida in the IMG Academy for the WNBA season. I also know that you did a show for Sportsnet called Athlete to Athlete. You did one with someone who I covered at Windsor when they were winning national championship after national championship, your backcourt mate in Team Canada, Maya Marie Langlois. What was that like? Was it fun? Was it stressful? Would you do it again?
Yeah, I would do it again. I think it was interesting because it was really just a typical conversation that Maya and I would have. You know, when we're on the road with Team Canada, we focus a lot on, you know, team bonding, and because we're not technically together all the time. So there's like no phones at dinner time. There's no phones like in different places. So me and Maya, like, this is a typical conversation with us. So I thought it was really cool that Sportsnet was able to kind of put us in a situation where we could just talk about things that were obviously going on with the pandemic and with the Black Lives Matter movement and how we're coping and how we're coping coming back in our upcoming seasons. And I really, really enjoyed being able to do that. And hopefully people can kind of relate to what we're going through because it's really similar to everyone else.
Kia, do you, I mean, you got a lot of career left. Don't get me wrong here. Do you like doing media? Do you enjoy it?
I used to have a very big love-hate relationship with media. In college, I had probably more of the hate side. There was just so much of it all the time. Right. Now, I think because obviously I do some basketball analyst stuff, I'm like, oh, you're the media now, Kia. Like, don't be that one person that you never liked talking to. So it's been fun to kind of see both sides of it, but I do enjoy it. I tend to have a big personality, so it's always like, oh, we need someone to talk, just send Kia. I'm like, okay.
It's funny because I think we all got into this business hoping to not be that person too. And I know when I do shows, like, and I've been doing these things for bleeping 20 years now, I'll say like, ah, damn, I should have said this or I should have gone harder at this. But we get reps every day so we can circle back. Like, was that part of the tough thing about being kind of the media analyst every once in a while, is that you only get a shot at it every once in a while?
Yeah, you know, when you're an athlete, you want to be able to, like, come back. If you have a bad game, come back and just do it again. So for the first little bit, because it was March Madness and it was, like, game after game, I had an opportunity to do that. And then by the end of it, I was like, well, maybe I should have done this a little bit differently. So I'll just wait an entire 365 days and try to remember it, write it down somewhere, and see if we can get it right next time. But it's definitely interesting to be in it. I take it kind of like a game. I was kind of thrown into the fire. So it was kind of a pressure situation. And how are you going to deal with it? So I just kind of always go back to my experiences. Thankfully, I've been through a lot of them. So that's definitely been something that's helped.
Canadian Kia Nurse here on Tim and Sid. There are rumblings, Kia, that the Edmonton Oilers will host the Stanley Cup final this year. Lord willing, there's a Stanley Cup final. You know Darnell Nurse a little bit.
Yeah, a little.
A little. Yeah. What kind of fire would that put under his rear end? Not that he doesn't already have one, or Connor and all those guys in the Oilers, but what does that do to his mentality, do you think, knowing him the way you do? And how much are you guys going to be focusing on what the other is doing? I feel like we've had this conversation a few times with both of you, and at one time with both of you in the same room. How much are you going to focus on what the other one is doing?
Well, it's been really interesting in COVID because I've actually had so much time to be home. And I remember looking at him and being like, this is the first time we've been around each other since we've been like actual adults. Like, he left when we were in high school. So to be around him this long, I can tell that he's really excited to get back on the ice. I know he's involved in a lot of the conversations that go on with the plan to return play. Yeah, same thing. I don't know some of that. And I think it's been really interesting. Obviously, I don't have tons of inside scoops here. But anytime you get the opportunity to play for a championship or a Stanley Cup on, you know, your home ice and be able to you don't even have to bring it home. You're already home. So yeah. I think that's just an added boost and an added thing that you want to get to it. I think they have a great team. They've been growing, obviously, year after year. And they're hopefully, this is what the New York Liberty is going to look like as we continue to build our youth up. It's just going to get better year after year. So I'm going to be paying attention to everything he's doing. I got nothing but time in this bubble. So I will make sure that's going on, and I'm sure he'll be paying attention on my side as well. And I'll send him some chippy text messages here and there.
And not often that you guys are playing at the same time, but it could be that you're playing exactly at the same time. Kia Nurse joining us here on Tim and Sid. One last one. The Maya Moore story is so unbelievable to me. One of, if not the best players in the WNBA, putting her career on hold to fight for justice. The man she was fighting for, Jonathan Irons, released today. How much do you know about that story? And can you imagine the strength that it would take to walk away in your prime and go work on something like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's an absolutely incredible story, and I've been so moved following it along the way, but especially obviously yesterday with watching the video and seeing Jonathan be released and Maya's reaction as well. But I think it's such an interesting story because of the fact that she left in her prime. She wasn't someone who was just, you know, a role player, a 12, 13 player. She was the face of the WNBA, the face of women's basketball in a lot of different respects. She was the only women's Jordan athlete at the time. She did everything that she could in her sport, and she just said, you know what, this is more important. And I think sometimes as athletes, it's really hard to feel like you know who you are outside of the sport because you put so much time and so much effort into it. And she did. And she knew what she wanted to do. She knew how competitive she was. She knew that she was a champion on the court and she could be off the court. And I think that's all that this has shown is that her ability to do that, her strength to do that, her ability to strive for greatness in absolutely everything. It's unbelievably inspiring. And I cannot imagine how difficult that decision was, but I'm so, so grateful that she has been the role model that she has for me and my game and my career, but also on and off the court for millions of people.